Mr. Chairman, distinguished colleagues of the National Expert Committee of Africa Rice, Directors General of National Agricultural Research Institutions of Member States of Africa Rice, distinguished representatives of partner institutions of the National Agricultural Research Systems of Member States, invited guests, ladies and gentlemen, all protocols observed. I would like to take this opportunity, the very first during my mandate, to thank you all for taking your precious time off to attend this consultative meeting of the National Expert Committee of the 30th Ordinary Session of the Council of Ministers of Africa Rice. I do know that these are very busy times for you all, and I would like to show my appreciation for your presence. I would also like to reiterate my thanks to you all for having reviewed and deliberated on the process of my selection as Director General of Africa Rice and recommended to the Council of Ministers to validate my nomination in this same town, this same country, this same hotel, and this was in February 2015, and the same hall, but I was sitting on this side at the time. I have not yet, with Africa Rice under my management, organized a NEC. This is therefore my first NEC meeting as the DG of Africa Rice. And as you may know, this consultative meeting of the NEC, in conformity with Article 4 and Paragraph 3 of the Constitution of Africa Rice, is to examine the various documents that management will like to present to the Council of Ministers for their counseling. Since the last COM meeting that was held in N'Djamena, Chad, on the 10th and 11th of December 2013, Africa Rice and its partners have pursued the implementation of the 10-year strategic plan, 2011-2020. During this period, quite a lot has happened in terms of the performance of our institution in realizing its mandate accorded to it by member states. Also, in the process, quite interesting lessons have been learned and significant achievements made. This 30th Ordinary Session of the Council of Ministers is an opportunity to share this with the Council of Ministers. Before doing that, however, we would appreciate your most detailed analysis of the documents that would be presented to the COM, as well as the relevant recommendations that you would formulate, which should allow the Council to provide the most appropriate recommendations for the smooth operations of the institution in the coming years. Once again, we would like to thank you for your most continued and precious support and do hope for very fruitful deliberations. Thank you very much.